The DA calls on the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Natium Tetwa, to ensure that Swimming South Africa gives account of the various allegations of sexual misconduct at the Federation. This after SSA continued its trend of dodging accountability by handing in its report to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee for Sports, Arts and Culture at the very last minute, which meant that committee members did not have enough time to prepare questions on the report. The DA also calls on the chairperson of the committee, Ms. Lulani, to reconvene the meeting as a matter of urgency so that SSA can finally be held to account for the alleged atrocities in the sport. SSA pulling this stunt during 16 days of activism against gender-based violence hardly came as a surprise, as this federation has refused to answer numerous questions from members of parliament, the media, SASCOC and NGOs assisting the alleged victims of abuse, and also refuses to release the Goldman report to the committee for scrutiny. Given the extremely high and ever-increasing statistics of GBV in South Africa, we would have assumed that SSA would do everything in its power to protect vulnerable swimmers from alleged sexual predators.